The Child Development Agency, CDA, has been calling on Jamaicans to open their homes to children in need through its foster care program.
We're encouraging more citizens to become involved in the program and to highlight the important contribution of our foster parents as to how they make good contribution to national development.
Approximately 800 foster families are involved in the CDA's Living in Family Environment LIFE program, a desirable alternative to placing a child in a residential care facility. But what is foster care, and how does one become a foster parent? Today we take a look at what it takes to become a foster parent, and we'll also hear from one foster mom living in St. Thomas. Stay tuned. Foster care is a process that places a child, who then becomes a ward, in the care of an adult or couple who are not the biological parents, to enable them to provide a nurturing environment for his or her physical, spiritual, and emotional growth and development. Children become wards of the state as a result of being abused, orphaned, abandoned, or neglected, or because of the inability of parents, relatives, or guardians to care for them. Meet Olga. She has been a foster parent for over 10 years. She says she had no plans to become a foster parent.
I did not decide to become a foster parent. Originally, a little girl from up the hill, from where I live, she came one Christmas Eve, one Sunday morning, and she decided she's not going back home. The mother was ill and dying, and the grandmother, she wasn't treating the two of them, which is a boy and a girl, so well, they said. So I have to contact CDA, and that's where it started.
To qualify as a foster parent, you need to be an adult in good standing with the law, aged 25 to 65 years. Sometimes persons older than 65 are able to become foster parents. You should also be gainfully employed with a stable source of income. The application process includes filling out a form, undergoing a medical exam, and being trained in child rearing. There must be at least two persons who are able to testify to your ability to take care of the child. Representatives from the CDA will also conduct a site visit to ensure that the ward will be living in suitable conditions.
They sent an officer to see me, and when he came, he told me that they were in the process of taking the children to put in an institution, a children's home.
Initially, Olga was apprehensive about taking the child and her brother to live with her.
I had said no, but then when I look at the little girl and she looked at me, I could not say no.
As a foster parent, the living conditions are temporary, as the state still retains parental rights for the child until he or she is 18 years old. Adoption, on the other hand, passes all parental rights and responsibilities for the child to the adoptive parents.
The mother of the little boy and the little girl died, and we were sitting on the veranda. We returned from the funeral, and the little girl looked at me and she said, Auntie, we don't have no more mother, we don't have no more father, but we have a new mother. You are now my new mother, okay? And she hugged me and said, I love you, Auntie.
The process of becoming a foster parent usually takes about 8 weeks, but each situation is treated individually. Fostering a child has its challenges, as some children display behavioral problems as a result of their previous experiences. Olga sees the challenges as opportunities for behavior change.
You know something? Life is never smooth. There are always the bumps, lumps and bumps that you have to go over, you know?
There are several families across the island who live in informal foster family situations. There is always the opportunity to make it official. Contact the CDA at 948-6678 and learn how you can help to foster a better future for Jamaica.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.